Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we'll take a look at the food truck controversy in northern Nevada, might spread across the state. Plus, we'll talk to the managing director of the Super PAC, the Newt Gingrich, Greg Phillips. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, a slightly different topic for us, but still political, which is food trucks. Now, food trucks, first of all, let me introduce our guest. Nancy Horan is the owner of Dish Cafe and Dish Truck. Pleasure to have you here. And Steve Schroeder is president of Synergy Communications. Pleasure to have you both.
Good morning.
So let's start out with the basic premise, which is across this country, there has been this epidemic over the last few years of gourmet food trucks. Now,
yes.
This is not just a regular food truck that you would see at an office site or something like this. This is awesome food, and you're now getting into that business. You have a bricks and mortar business, now you're getting into the food truck business.
Correct.
Of course, what happens is when things become popular and successful, government likes to poke its head under the tent and see what kind of regulations that they can come up with. Now, you're in an interesting position because mm-hmm. you own a bricks and mortar restaurant, a very popular one at that, and now you're owning a food truck. And so I guess my first question to you is, how would you feel in your limited parking area if a competitor's food truck pulled up into your parking lot and started serving food there?
Well, again, I mean, I think this whole thing is about the spirit of competition. I think that most business owners have a mutual respect for one another. They're not going to pull up to the front door of my restaurant or even, 10 feet away. They might park on the corner. I just think if the customer is going to make a decision before they get to their destination what they're going to be doing. So if they're ready to go sit down in a restaurant and sit at a table and drink out of an actual glass and sit in a chair in a nice, temperature regulated space with other people, that's what they're going to do. If they want to go try food truck food, then they will go to that destination. And it's actually harder to find trucks. You have to go on their Facebook site or on their website and find out where they are because they are mobile. They're not going to change their mind. They might say, oh, there's that truck. Next time, let's try this. Even if we did lose a customer, if they changed their mind in the parking lot and said, you know, we're not going to go to Dish, the line's too long, we're going to go to this food truck, they're going to come back. Because we have our loyal following. We always have people who want to come and sit and catch up and visit. Having a restaurant meal is a different experience than having a meal on the go. So grabbing and going is different than sitting and chatting.
Okay, but then I'll bring up the other point, which is that as a fixed operator, you have certain basic costs that are built in.
It's true.
That a food truck doesn't have, so therefore they can undercut you on a cost basis.
Not necessarily true. Our truck, we've invested, it's going to be a $150,000 truck. And we still have all the costs of servicing that vehicle, paying for insurance, we're hiring staff. We can't prep by law in Washoe County on the truck, so you have to prep off-site in a certified kitchen. So if you are a truck owner who doesn't have the benefit of having a brick-and-mortar restaurant like we do, you have to do that somewhere else. Then we also have, you know, all the food costs that everybody else has with the either brick-and-mortar or with the mobile food truck. And you have all the permitting fees. So it's not as inexpensive to get into as people think. It certainly is less expensive than trying to go in, build out a restaurant right now. That's about, you know, between $300,000 and $500,000. Like Compo was, you know, $1 million to build out.
Which was in downtown Reno.
Exactly. So it's definitely a different animal, but you still have your fixed costs.
So let's talk about what this regulation would do, because
Absolutely.
There's kind of three major components for this. First is hours of operation.
Right.
Second is how long you can park in a certain place.
Right.
And then the third is where you can park, how close you can be
right.
to a business. Now, it seems like the city's moved on some of these issues.
Right, and I think it's great. This just shows how business owners and government can work together. Originally, this didn't stem from the city council. This did not come from there. It came from some concerned brick-and-mortar business owners in on a certain street in Reno that were worried that food trucks were just parking across the street and never moving.
Okay, now we're talking about Wells Avenue.
Exactly.
And you have people who are parking over there.
Yeah.
Who, you know, they'll keep their trucks parked there overnight.
They don't move.
And they'll have a TV set up and like tables
it's
and chairs.
It's kind of like a restaurant that is in a truck, but it's a restaurant. It's not really a mobile food service. So those people were concerned, those brick and mortar people were concerned that about these trucks never moving, which I totally understand because, you know, you're trying to have a business, these trucks are just parking there. So they went and met with, I believe, the city planning office, and they talked about their concerns with trucks not moving. And so they came up with this ordinance. So originally, we had a 2-hour time limit. You could only serve food for 2 hours, then you had to move. You had a 300-foot distance where you could park, which is really like a football field. And across the street in any Reno street is about 100 feet, so that's pretty far. It's like way down the street. And then the other one was 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. hours of operation. So we got our food trucks all together with Steve and a bunch of other people at Dish, and we talked about what would be a good compromise to these proposed rules. And then Steve and my husband Joe and Gormelt met with the city planning office and talked to them and said, you know, these are really restrictive. So I think what would be better, they said what we think would be better, a better compromise would be, you know, a longer time period, parking, you know, at least 3 hours to 4 hours at a location instead of having to move at 2, and then 100 feet instead of 300 feet. Steve, you were there.
It was an education process. When the city looked at 12 different communities to create the proposed language for the ordinance, they picked some very restrictive, some medium restrictive, and some very lenient. So in looking at those as a comparison, they wrote the language. And, you know, kudos to the city, because when a business owner reached out and said, look, I have a problem, there
right.
was nothing on the books for them to look at. So
mm-hmm.
they have to pass something so they can come back to business owners and say, okay, there is an ordinance, you know, you need to adhere to this. But the language was very restrictive, and once we explained a couple things we identified, the equality of the business, you know, in costs
right.
and leveling the playing field, and truly the gourmet food truck and the restaurant are pretty level in all the steps that you take and most of the costs that you go through. Then it was a process of, well, how do you work the truck? What do you have to do in order to set it up, take it mobile, compete, market, all the things you need to do. And once we got through that process to understand working with the city, and it was great, you know, we're a great community, and when city government works, it works well. So mm-hmm. in contacting our city leaders individually to discuss this, because they're the ones who ultimately will vote on it, and then in discussing it with the business license office and saying, well, here's some things as business owners we would like to have happen. You know, can you see how we can work together? You know, we want good from all of this. It really worked out. They came to the table more than 50% of what we were asking for, so it was real
positive.
It
was awesome.
All right, let's take a break. More on the food truck controversy in Reno right after this.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. This is a topic for Southern Nevada as well as Northern Nevada, which is food trucks. And we're here with Nancy Horn, owner of Dish Cafe and Dish Truck, and Steve Schroeder, president of Synergy Communications.
Okay, let's talk about limiting the hours of operation, because to me, it seems where the food trucks do their best business is for people who have, you know, had a couple of cocktails and they're coming out of the bar 2, 3 a.m. and the food truck's there. Now, usually restaurants aren't open. So the ordinance as it is today would limit the hours to 11 p.m. So, you know, you couldn't stick around for a last call.
Actually, it's not true. They've extended it to 11, but then if you're parked with permission at a location where they don't serve food, like, say, a bar downtown on California Avenue, they have a special use permit to be open past that time, and so you're covered under their permit. So it's actually awesome.
So you can still take care of the last call.
Absolutely. And it's a safety issue too. You don't want people getting out of a bar and just driving home. You want them to
Going through a drive-thru at a fast food joint that's open.
Sure. Yes, we don't want that.
And those are the most visible. We look at the food trucks in the evening, but you know, they operate all during the day.
Right.
Businesses will call and say, we'd like for our employees to come out and have lunch. Will you come to our location? There's, you know, many ways to operate it, and having that limitation, part of the explanation was, you know, it takes a half hour to set up a truck, fire things up, get the grill hot enough, start cooking your food, and then clean up. That 2 hour time period was too restrictive to do business, hence the extension, and then being able to go past that 11 o'clock hour.
With Las Vegas and Reno being tourist towns, one of the things that I was thinking about last weekend, I was watching a show on Portland and how they set up a whole range of food trucks, and it's kind of like a gourmet food court. And I think that would be a great thing, because we have so many great chefs in northern and southern Nevada as a tourist attraction.
We do, and we would love for Reno to get on the map, many of us, for gourmet food trucks. I'm traveling to San Francisco this weekend, going to visit the food trucks. They have a program called Off the Grid. They gather in one location. You can choose from many of them. Going to Portland for the NC2A basketball games in March. Going to visit those places. People have changed their palate. You know, they've increased their ability to want good food. The foodies out there, and they want to travel and change and check out these trucks. And I think what the trucks offer, which is an extension of the menu items you'd find in many of the brick-and-mortar restaurants, or a great palate challenge, I think people want to get that.
A reason to come downtown, you know, over by the skate park, where it's the skate park in the warmer months, and it's the skating rink, you know, right across from downtown city council headquarters. There's nothing really going on Friday and Saturday night for the youth and parents and kids and even someone just grabbing, you know, going to a movie. So we were talking about this when we had our meeting at the restaurant, you know, everybody kind of doing a little truck roundup out there and having a reason to come downtown, or having it be part of, you know, on our RSCVA website, you know, every Friday and Saturday night, you can come downtown, you can try some great food, you can walk over to the park, you can hear a concert during the summer for Art Town, you can go to the movie theater, you can go to Bruca. There are so many things in that area, and it's kind of like a destination that we're trying to create, and all of the trucks are really supportive of working together to create that kind of a destination downtown.
Las Vegas very successfully over the last few years has converted itself to a gourmet heaven. Bon Appetit has a huge festival every year there. A lot of people don't realize from out of the area just how much great food we have in Reno.
Right. We have a ton, and especially with the local food movement, people are really becoming more aware of where their food comes from, and they're being a little bit more discriminating when it comes to where they're going to spend their money. They're looking for restaurants that are working with farmers and growers and ranchers, you know, egg egg people, honey providers, where are those people bringing their food? And there are restaurants that are trying that now. We talked about it, even the co-op is getting bigger, so there's more access now to getting local food. So we have a lot more to offer than just going to a chain. We have a lot of great daytime offerings, and we have a lot of great evening offerings.
Does the city of Reno have the manpower to go out and enforce this ordinance? Because every time you pass a law like this, you have to have somebody out there to enforce it to make sure that people are following the rules. And in time of budget cuts, do we have the resources to pay for food truck police?
That's going to be a challenge.
Let's talk about that, you know, Steve.
The city admitted to that fact. One of the number one regulators of food truck industry is going to be the county health department,
exactly.
Obviously with the restaurants. But the regulation of when business owners call and to be able to enforce it, I think it's going to be reactive at the beginning. I'm not sure, as you say, to be able to drive around in a vehicle. You know, they did mention
check to see if somebody's been there for 3 hours.
Exactly.
Right, like marking tires.
I have to imagine that's got to be fairly frustrating.
It's going to be frustrating. It's the city knows, you know, police officers on the street, there are many other priorities that will take place as they enforce crime or other things in their job versus
okay, we got
has
about
the food
30
truck been there for 3 hours.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Nancy, I've got to ask you. Your Dish Cafe was featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. What did that do for your business?
It increased it. You know, hundreds of percent in the first year. It's been on for a couple of years. So every time it airs now, we can always tell 2 days after it reruns, we have people and they say, Guy sent me. So it's been a godsend. It's been an amazing blessing to have that opportunity. And we were also in Food Network Magazine twice that same year, too. So we have a lot of people finding us coming from all over the world, even from Hungary. We had these people from Canada.
What a perfect thing. Somebody from Hungary.
Yeah.
Who's hungry?
They're like, we are here to try your food.
Well, so congratulations.
Awesome.
Good luck with your food truck. We love them, and we'll look forward to seeing how this plays out. Thank you so much
for
being here.
Thank you for having us.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What?
Grandma, you gotta help me out. My window's broken.
No one's faster than us. We're all set. Done in no time at all.
Wow, you guys are good.
At Glass Pro, we guarantee the lowest prices in town. With a $50 to $100 deductible, we'll replace your windshield at no cost to you. Get your free windshield installed by certified and experienced glass technicians, all with a nationwide warranty only at Glass Pro.
You know, life should be as flexible as Auto Insurance America. With their Pay My Way features, you'll find so many ways to save on your insurance.
That's right. Pay My Way features include pay by the day, by the month, pay through a certain day that you pick, or pay an amount you pick. You can even pay in person in cash or online. Plus, payments are as low as $31 per month. Sign up today and start paying for insurance your way. 3 minutes is all it takes when you call the number on your screen. Auto Insurance America.
Motorsports Unlimited, Reno's most convenient way to sell your car. Just drive in your automobile, motorcycle, or RV, park it in one of our high-visibility spaces on Kinski Lane, and we will sell it for you. Spaces starting at $75 per 6 weeks in our fully secured lot. We offer high-end, rare, exotic, classic, and everyday vehicles for sale. We also advertise your car in numerous newspapers and websites, and we have financing available too. Drop off your car to sell today, or come in and see what we have to offer. Motorsports Unlimited on Kinski Lane in Reno.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program via Skype Greg Phillips. He's the managing director of the Super PAC for Newt Gingrich, Winning Our Future. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir. I wanted to start out by asking you about your background. You were a pretty big player in Mississippi under Governor Kirk Fordyce. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I've been around a few blocks before. Started in politics back about 30 years ago. Did a little advanced work in the Reagan White House and kind of made my way up through the ranks of run state parties, the Republican state party, that is, in Mississippi and Alabama, and worked for Governor Fordyce. I was involved pretty heavily in his first campaign, served in his cabinet, stirred up a bunch of folks, and then had to run for the border, as they say. Now I own and run a software company in Austin, Texas. Worked for a number of politicians over the years, and been close to and familiar with Speaker Gingrich and some of his staff for years and years.
The big story, of course, with the Gingrich campaign and with your super PAC's involvement is this video that was produced, and I watched the video last night. And let me ask you to maybe take a different tack on this. Let me ask you about the political calculation of this. Is this really about the substance and content of the video, or is it simply a cold political calculation that this video may be the only thing that can stop Romney in South Carolina before it's too late?
Well, I don't know if it's the only thing that could stop Romney in South Carolina, but clearly it was a calculated effort on our part. The unfortunate circumstance that we found ourselves in, was simply that the mainstream media had begun to discuss this as though it was inevitable that Romney was going to be the nominee, When presented with the opportunity to buy the video, I watched the trailer, then watched the full video in the middle of the night one night. At 6:15 the next morning, we took the opportunity to buy the rights to the video, and knew once we had it, once we had had an opportunity to dissect it, all of the research behind it, that it was going to be illustrative, I think, of what we've been saying all along, that when the people know the real record of Mitt Romney, they simply aren't going to be able to vote for him. What we have found is that we've gone through focus groups, we've now, it's now been viewed by hundreds of thousands of people. The reality is if people will just watch the video, then they will come to their own conclusion. And that conclusion often is simply that Mitt Romney can't win, that this is just too much. The Obama people are going to rip him apart with this kind of stuff, and we felt like it was an opportunity to expose the real Mitt Romney to America.
Were you surprised by the blowback from people like Fox News and Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah, a little bit. Rush softened it up a little bit yesterday after Romney came out and defended himself by saying that it was okay that he did it, because Obama had done the same thing at GM and Chrysler. It's hard to really follow that kind of logic, but I think it's clear that the airing of this video has certainly shaken him. He's made a few pretty significant mistakes, that being one of them, over the last few days. As for the blowback, I think the only thing that it didn't really surprise us, because we knew had a little bit of risk here, is the sort of intensity of the focus around capitalism and sort of making us the bad guys. The funny part about that, of course, is that, look, these venture capitalists or vulture capitalists, as Governor Perry called them, look, these guys are bottom feeders. These are the guys that are out, buying up companies with borrowed money, shutting down factories, selling off equipment, firing people. They're not building real jobs in real America. And what we believe is the fact that will emerge from this is people will begin to see this for what it is. Governor Romney claims to have created 100,000 jobs. Is that real? Governor Palin was on TV last night, I noticed, asking the same questions. So as we begin to sort of sort through this and the people begin to sort through it, if they will just watch the video, I think they'll see what we're saying, that the real Mitt Romney is not the Mitt Romney that's been, promoted by $20, $30, $40 million in the media. That's a far more sterile view of a guy that has been more destructive to American jobs than he has been in terms of being able to create American jobs.
Well, if I can just play the devil's advocate for the moment, here in Nevada, TPG and Apollo, two of the largest venture capital firms, have made major investments in corporations in Nevada. And they've also been very clever. When those companies were in danger of going bankrupt, they started buying their own debt at 10 cents on the dollar. So if the companies actually fell into bankruptcy, they would still own them. Isn't that good business?
Well, that part of it certainly is good business. There are many ways to do this. Unfortunately, what we have found is we began our research and we started looking into the to all of the documentation that backed up the making of this video, and really looking into the heart and soul of what this was all about. There are different types of VC deals. We're not anti-venture capital. We're not anti-private equity. What we are trying to explain to the American people is if this country is in a position where the only way to generate net new money is to do it by basically destroying jobs and destroying people's lives, that's simply just not what at least the South Carolinians are going to want to hear. We believe that in places like Florida and all through the South and all through the Southwest, that job loss resonates with people. Wall Street, these sort of vulture capitalists, it's just not providing a mechanism for growth that this country absolutely needs and deserves.
I need to get a quick answer for you from this one, but Nevadans will be interested. How much of a difference did the $5 million contribution from Sheldon Adelson make to the campaign?
Well, first of all, we don't talk about donors. Our efforts have been supported by quite a number of large and very small donors. We've had somebody gave us on our website today $2.50. So we believe that America, as they start to look at this video and look at the choices, take a look at who the real conservative is in this race, who can create jobs, who's done this before. They're going to inevitably turn to Newt Gingrich. We're already starting to see the polls start to turn. Matt Towery's poll was released today, shows Romney and Gingrich inside of the margin of error in South Carolina. We believe that's a trend that is going to continue to aid and benefit Speaker Gingrich. He had a town hall today.
Greg, I hate to do this. We're out of time, sir, and we welcome you back on the program anytime and appreciate you being here today. Thanks so much. We'll be right back on the Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
You already know Evergreen is far and away the finest carpet cleaning service in Northern Nevada. However,
you know, I wish you guys could do something with wood floors.
I'm on it.
Huh?
Now, complete cleaning of all wood floors, only from Evergreen Carpet Care. We've got the expertise and the specially designed machines to safely clean your wood floors down to the original luster, and we can even refinish them.
You did it!
Like I said, I'm on it.
For the ultimate in cleaning, it's Evergreen Carpet and Wood Floor Care.
With all the uncertainty around healthcare, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently.
My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
Truckloads and truckloads of mattresses during our huge New Year's truckload mattress sale. Special purchase, low prices on America's favorite mattress brands. Simmons, Serta, Sherwood, every size, every firmness on sale with free same-day delivery. Plus, get Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America. And the all-new iComfort mattresses interest-free until 2017. Our huge truckload mattress sale, now at More Furniture for Less.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Coming up next week, we'll have George Harris here speaking on behalf of Newt Gingrich, Steve Hill with the Governor's Office on Economic Development, and attorney Jeff Giles will see.